Today's readings capture the essence of God's Lenten message to us, the essence of Lent, really. God's message offers us words of compassion as well as warning of the need to repent and make the most of the gift of time that he has given us. And the nice thing about the Lenten readings, especially the weekday readings, but also the Sunday readings, is they skip around. They skip around all of the Bible. And so we get the best stories from the Old Testament and New Testament to consider in the Lenten season, and today is no exception. The first reading from Exodus recounts Moses' first encounter with the living God, who reassures Moses of his nearness to them and how he hears their cry of suffering, and that he promises them freedom and fulfillment of life. And he tells Moses, "I have witnessed the affliction of my people in Egypt and heard their cry of complaint against their slave drivers, so I know well what they are suffering." And then he says he promises them a land flowing with milk and honey. And God's compassion goes even farther. He reveals his name to them, which is a sign of wanting intimacy, to know someone's name, to have an intimate relationship with his people, with us. And then we have this passage in the gospel of the unfruitful fig tree. It precedes a dialogue Jesus has then between himself and some people reporting about the news of the day and wondering, what does Jesus think about all this? And Jesus tells them, they tell Jesus about a bloody massacre that some Galileans had suffered at the hands of Pilate. And so they expected Jesus to confirm their view of the situation, which was that, you know, these people must have done something, that they deserved this in God's providence. But Jesus tells them that the people who died such an awful death were no more sinful than they themselves were, the people asking him the question. And then he goes on to say the same of another recent event in which a group of people had been killed by a tower that had fallen down. And they too, Jesus says, were no more sinful than anyone else. They were simply in the wrong place at the wrong time when tragedy struck. And so what's the point he's trying to make? Well, the point is that life is precious. And the gift of time on this earth is just that. It's a gift that God gives us. He gives everybody on earth that same gift every day of 1,440 minutes. None of us knows how much time we will be granted on this earth, and so we want to use our time here on earth to intentionally, you know, we want to use that to glorify God and to serve our family, to serve our neighbor. And then there's the parable of the fig tree to further illustrate this truth. The owner of the orchard came searching for fruit on a fig tree that he had planted several years before, but he finds no fruit on it after 3 years. So he tells the gardener to cut it down. But the gardener intercedes and asks for one more year to cultivate and fertilize the tree and hope that it would bear fruit. The fig tree wasn't dying, it simply wasn't doing much of anything. Well, do you see a message there for us? Can this be said of our own lives as well? We're just not doing much of anything when it comes to our relationship with God. Well, the season of Lent is a time to reflect carefully on the way we spend our time. Do we give first priority to God? Do we want to tend to our own spiritual growth and our own sacramental life? That means receiving the sacraments, especially of the Eucharist, going to confession, those during Lent preparing for baptism, confirmation, and first Eucharist. Do we give priority to our loved ones, focusing on them each day without distractions from phones, computer screens, or dwelling on what we did at work and what we have to get ready for tomorrow? Well, Lent is a time to look at the big picture of life and death and where we are in our personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Now is the moment to repent of our waste of time or of misplaced priorities in our use of time. God is merciful, but just. And so we do turn to him and ask him to make our lives fruitful while we still have time to do so.